Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Going to move on to tonight's main topic, and it's something that we're all going to experience over the next few weeks, that's for sure. The general election is on the 29th of November, so with not long to go, canvassing has gotten underway in full force in recent days. You'd want to be blind not to see all the posters that are going up and the canvassing that's going on. I think my doorbell's been rang twice. Did I answer it? Well, I keep that to myself. With crazy going ons across the country, with reports of vandalism in certain areas, candidate posters have been set on fire and politicians have been verbally abused on the doorstep. One of our listeners texted in to say that her neighbour has put a sign on her door telling politicians not to bother calling. Don't even think about it. She doesn't want to talk to them. But yet, so our texter says, she will moan about the state of the country and how it's run regardless. So I want to ask you tonight, will you be answering the door to politicians when they come knocking? And what pressing issues will you be raising with them? Let me know what you think on WhatsApp 0871880008. Call us or text us. You can also get involved on social media on X at Classic Hits Radio or Ireland's Classic Hits Radio on Facebook. So I have Sharon here. Now, Sharon, you've already told Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to stay away.
Absolutely, yeah. I've run them from the door. Just told them, no, not interested.
Why aren't you interested, Sharon?
Because I don't think they've done what they should have done. The housing crisis is, you know, getting worse and worse all the time. The health system isn't good either. And I'm speaking from experience of family who have been there recently, you know, in hospital. So I really just don't. I think it's time for a change. And you know the way they have these think-ins? They have like a think-in. But I think the people of the country should have their own little think-in and think, what the hell can we do to change this? I mean, I'm thinking I'm voting for independence, but yes, I know that that's not going to be able to form a government. So where do you go?
Do you not think, Sharon, you'd be best off telling them that straight to their face so they can get their act together? That'd be the argument that'd be put to you.
But sure, they won't get their act together. They've had 8 years to get their act together.
And when the independence...
No, they do what they want to do.
When the independents come calling to your door, will you talk to them? Is it like, are you ruling out all politicians or just Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
No. I'll talk to them. I kind of like Mary Lou. I kind of do, but I still haven't made up my mind. But the independents, I'll speak to them because I want to know what they do for a living. You know, I think we need more business people.
That's come up a couple of times this week when we've been talking about the general election. I get a sense of our callers and texters that there's a disconnect between the politicians and the people, and that the business world seems to understand what people are going through much better than other people. We've lost Sharon there. I'll get back to Sharon now in a minute. But it is something we're all going to have to get used to over the coming days. The politicians calling to the door. And as we said, one of our texters put up a sign to say, don't bother coming to the door. But, you know, equally, there's a lot to be said about actually talking to politicians. I know when I was younger, I had absolutely no time talking to them if they came to the door. I'd be like, look, I'd be like, my mum and dad are out. I didn't want to talk to them. But as I've gotten older, I mean, issues really do directly affect me, and they affect people on a really important level. And I do actually talk to all of them now, and I basically just say, look, I'm not going to vote for you. Thank you very much. Politely, go away. And the ones that I have pretty much a fair idea that I'm going to vote for, I do tend to ask them a couple of questions. But as I said, I've already made my mind up. So it's just kind of chatting about, you know, what's going on and everything. But what is curious is that from one end of the year to the other, you wouldn't see one for love nor money, you know. They're rare in the wild, politicians, but when a general election comes along or a referendum or something like that, we get them knocking on the door. I've got Sharon back. Sharon, are you there?
Yeah. I'm just watching them on the news, Gary, back clapping, shaking hands, and it's making me sick, to be honest with you.
You're fed up with the current
going
government.
Around the country, looking at the babies, you know, oh, God. Yeah, who isn't? I can't find one person who is. Nobody I've spoken to is happy with them. Not one. What have they done? You tell me, Gary, like, what do you think they've done? I mean, the bike shed just about put the kibosh on it. you know?
And the National Children's Hospital.
And more importantly, the Children's Hospital. Total disgrace.
Well, all the parties now, Sharon, have their programme for government, and they've made, we saw Fine Gael talking about the VAT rate for the hospitality sector, and there's been a bit of backlash to that in the sense that the restaurateurs are saying, well, that's all very well and good, but you had a budget there a few weeks ago, you could have done it then.
Yeah, I know. I think that the restaurants, you know, a lot of them, some of them are good, but a lot of them are charging way too much money for what they're serving up as well. You know, I suppose how people are affected is going to determine what they say. I mean, I don't eat out much anymore because I don't find it particularly special. You know, I've been to a few places that were supposed to be like, you know, fantastic quality, and it hasn't been.
So, and did you find it all very expensive, Sharon? Is that something that you're voting about this year on your mind? You're thinking about the economy, inflation, cost of living.
Well, particularly for me, it would be about the housing, because, you know, I have a child who is not, you know, I want to be able to, for her to have the opportunities I had. And, it, you know, it just makes me sick that we spent all our lives working hard, myself and my husband, and this is where we are. And they just seem to be looking after other people, certain other cohorts of people. And I don't mind the genuine cases, but I think they need to crack down on some of the people they support.
And is there any party, Sharon, that you've heard talking and you've said to yourself, I think they could do something about housing?
Not so far, no. No.
Okay, stay with me, Sharon. I'm going to have Maliki here. And Maliki, you say that you've an awful lot to say to politicians. Knock on Maliki's door, you're going to hear it.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, Gar? How's it going, lad?
I'm good, Maliki. You're very welcome along. What do you have to say to them?
First off, I'll start by, when it comes to politicians, right, from my own perspective, every single politician out there, now, whether it be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and nearly the Sinn Féin, they're all millionaires, Gary. So straight away, they're not normal people coming to the door, yeah? They're rarer than Pine Martins now than no politicians are. You'll see a Pine Martin sooner than you'll see a politician this time of year, yeah? They're only around now because what's going on again as usual. But I have a lot to say. Healthcare, medical system, apprenticeships, minimum wage, there's so much failing. The homelessness crisis. You know, there's so much that I could, like ask me a couple of questions, like, you know, what do you think?
And would this be, Maliki, all parties that you'll say this to?
It would be all parties. Where I am here now, in Cork, I'll be voting for a fella, he's an independent, like, but I don't think he will get elected, but I'd rather vote for him instead of voting for the bigger parties, you know.
Do you know, it's funny, in both my jobs, doing this when I'm filling in for Niall, and in my other job as a news presenter, I'm involved in it, and I get a sense of people every time there's an election coming up, and this time I'm getting an overwhelming sense that independents are in for a good night on the 29th of November. Do you think the independents are going to do well?
I'd love to see the fella, down in Cork here, there's one, but I'd like to see him do well. It's Derek Bly. That's my own opinion. Look, that's just my own call. I don't know how he'll get in, but I'd like to see Derek do well. Because on the ground here, where I'm from, I see him out on the streets. I see him when I come home from work here lately, he's out canvassing. He's out on his own, doing it on himself, doing everything by himself. He's not like these other politicians that have a lot of money and a lot of everything behind them. But never mind Derek for a second, anyway. My point, a lot of this stuff, like, there's so much things failing. It was people were on about the other day about James McLean wearing the poppy, and Michelle O'Neill. And what was people's opinion of that? My opinion of that, I'm a normal fella, was it's just another acceptance of British rule in Ireland when you see the head of Sinn Féin or so-called like nationalist party wearing a poppy of the British Army that's still occupying countries around the world. Like, we're looking at Gaza now, we're looking at this, we're looking at that. The British Army, we're the worst for that. Everywhere. So, like, and it's the same with James McLean, you only hear one side of the story. Why can't he wear an Irish flag or have something with that at the same time, you know what I mean? That's only one side of the story. The British Army massacred people for the last thousands and thousands of years. We have a very short memory in this Ireland. when the British Army left Ireland 100 years ago, the Irish fellas that took over were worse than the British that left. That's why we have the country we have today. The blue collars, the blue shirts took over back then, and they're still in power today. If they can't get in on their own, they'll get in together. You see the Green Party, you see Eamon Ryan, what's he good for? He's a multi-millionaire, lads. Google it. He's worth €13 million or something. How can we listen to a fella who's a multi-millionaire and charge us, put up the price of everything, the normal working man, we can't afford it. It doesn't affect him. He's driving a 3-litre petrol car. You know, like, these things don't affect these boys, but they affect us. That's why, you know, like, this time of year, I think people are, right? Just tell them straight up, we're sick of ye. You know, I had it last time there. The last time, I'll put it, this is, like, I'll say one simple thing here now, lads, right? And all the listeners out here, you can either agree with me or disagree with me. This is one sentence that I said, and the minute I said it, he ran away. How's it going, boy? How things are, lad? I said, how's it going, boy? Look, I want to ask you one question. How many genders are there? And he couldn't answer me the question. He ran away from me. This is a grown man now, 50 years of age. Like, well-educated, can't answer me this question. Ran away from me. So, like, seriously, like, you can't ask him a simple question like that. Do you know? And I don't give a crap about any of that stuff now, Gar. But that's, I just know, like, you put something to these guys by and bullshit always shines through. You know what I mean? Like, how many genders are there? Simple question. You want me to vote for you and you can't tell me how many genders there are? Simple, boy. Like, if you go in the morning, if your daughter wanted a puppy, girl, and you bring her, right, you say, love, what do you want? Do you want, what's the first thing that, like, the mother of the pups will say to you, or whoever wants the pups? Do you want a dog or a bitch? Do you want a boy or a girl? You know, it's a simple thing, and I understand when people, they get old, know it's all different, but that's a simple question, you know what I mean? You know?
And do you think issues like that, Maliki, are going to be a thing in this general election? Do you think people will be asking that
question up and down the country? It's a great thing, I think, as well. Hutch running in Dublin, I think that's a great thing. Because you know what? He's a man of the people. He's a normal working man. And people understand him. Like, whether you like him or loathe him, you have to respect that man. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the type of fella you want in power. It's the same with Trump in America. You want the fella that there's no bullshit out of. You want the fella to be straight up, you know? Here, they're all full of bullshit. You know what I mean? Bullshit. Whenever you see any of them Fianna Fáil politicians or any of them, whenever you see them anywhere, they have an army of celebrities around them. You think they were a celebrity, you know?
And like, Maliki, you mentioned the independent in your area that you're thinking about voting for. Have you talked to him and have you told him these things that you're telling me tonight?
Like, to be honest with you now, I don't know if Derek is listening or whatever. He might remember me from before, but I have spoken to the man before, not in a year or two, no, but he will be the fellow I will be voting for, you know what I mean? Because he is, like, the only fella, in my opinion, speaking a bit of sense. You know, like, you know, the fact is fact. Like, when it comes to housing and all of this, when it comes to everything, we're failing in everything, Garby. We're failing. Everyone, like, I think the rich are doing very well, but there's no middle class no more. It's either you're rich or you're poor, you know?
I get the impression of you, Maliki, that you looked at the US election and you think to yourself, I wouldn't mind having an outsider in Ireland. A similar sort of thing.
It's, you know, like him or loathe him as well. You have to respect Trump because there's no bullshit out of him. Like, he's a businessman or whatever, but he's a successful businessman. He's not a politician. That's why people don't like him, because he's probably straight up or whatever. But never mind them. They're worse. I wouldn't take no notice of the Americans now either, guys. You know, we'll worry about ourselves here. Never mind the rest of the world. That's what I think as well. I think Ireland is too worried about what the rest of the world is doing. We need to start worrying about ourselves here more. You know what I mean?
All right,
like,
Maliki.
And this is it.
Maliki, stay with me, Maliki, because I've got Colm on the line. Colm, you agree with Sharon, do you?
Yeah, and I agree with Maliki.
And you agree with Maliki?
Spot on. Yeah.
In what way?
In everything they're saying. The politicians are so out of touch with the people now, and the people are looking for someone to vote, but there's not really anyone there that we can vote for. Sorry?
Go ahead there, Colm. No, go on. You're fine. Keep going.
Yeah, so, like, there isn't really anyone there that the people kind of empathise with or get with. Because all these politicians are all out of touch. They're either millionaires or they just don't get the family or even the working man, you know. They're all so out of touch.
And, Colm, are you planning on talking to politicians when they call to your door this election season?
No, in all honesty, I have no time for any of them. Like, for me, they're all corrupt. They've done nothing for the people.
Do you know who you're going to vote for, Colm? Have you made your mind up?
No, really, to be honest, it's slim pickings. Like, there's not much you can choose from. It's like the lady said, probably the best of the bad bunch is Mary Lou, but even then I have doubts of hope.
And if you don't mind me asking, Colm, is there anyone in the current government that you did vote for?
No, I haven't voted in the last year or two because there really hasn't been anyone that has kind of appealed to me.
What do you make of this idea that everybody's talking about, getting business people in to run the country and almost outsider sort of vibe, like what happened in the United States?
Definitely. Or either a family man or a man that walks a 9-to-5. Someone that gets the people. That's exactly my point. They're so in the pockets of whoever is funding them. So whoever the brown envelopes are coming from, they just do what they tell them. And they, like, it's been seen all over the world. You look at Trump now at the moment, he's funded himself. He's a businessman. He literally is looking after the people. And that's what is waking up the world at the moment.
And is there any specific issue, Colin, that you can think of right now today that you'll be voting on? Is it inflation, cost of living, housing, healthcare? Is there anything that's driving you absolutely mad personally at the moment?
Yeah, like the immigrants coming in, the housing, everything, like taxes going through the roof, like nothing shown for your money.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would be voting, thinking about their wallets and their bank accounts at the moment on this election. Maliki,
Gary,
are you there? Is there one specific issue?
I am, yeah.
Is there one specific issue that you want to see changed or modified in the next government?
One simple issue right now, right this second now, right? If you collapsed and if you were having a heart attack or something, how long will it take for an ambulance to come to you? When an ambulance does come to you, how long will it take for them to get you to the hospital and get you through processed and all of this and all of them sort of things? When are they going to sort out the ER department? When are they going to help our nurses and doctors?
Yeah, there you go. A lot of people have that same concern about
that. That's
about
a simple thing.
But don't
straight away, you know, if you get sick,
every election,
if you get sick, you want to be very lucky.
Every election, Maliki, we always get promises in healthcare, but nothing seems to be done.
Nothing seems to be done. It's the same old Gar. Mm. We're seeing the fall in Fine Gael. And if you notice as well, like, a lot of you open your eyes now to the poor and stuff. It's the same people that are in power years, you know, like, what has changed with them? Nothing. They're just filling us up more gobble and telling us what we want to hear, you know, and knocking towards your people and filling them with bull again, and you know, like, I can't understand it. Like, you don't see these people and they appear from nowhere, you know, and as I said, the man said it a couple of minutes ago to the last previous caller, like, you want a normal fella that understands, a working fella with 3 or 4 kids that understands the hardship of running a car now today and trying to support the family and trying to do things the right way, you know what I mean?
I hear you, Maliki. If you stay with me though a moment, I have to go to a quick break, but I want you all to get in touch with me on 0871 880 0008 and let me know what you think of the next 3 weeks in our lives. The politicians calling to the door. Will you talk to them? Will you close the door on them? What do you think of all the posters that are going up all around the country right now? Get in touch with Nighttime Talk. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan in for Niall Boylan. And before the break, we were talking about the general election and the politicians out canvassing and the posters that are going up everywhere. And we are inundated with calls. Get in touch with the show on 0871 880 0008. And you can also get involved on social media on X at Classic Hits Radio or Ireland's Classic Hits Radio on Facebook. Maureen, you're very welcome to the programme. No politicians and no lefties. Piss off.
Yep. No leaflets effort. Yep.
Says
exactly.
It all, doesn't
that's
it?
At my front door.
Says it
oh,
all.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yep. Yep. Because I have no time for them, Gary. In my eyes, they're nothing but a shower of traitors. They're deceitful. They never tell the truth. They walk around there. Because rather than just after stepping off the red carpet with their minders, but the minute anybody says something that they don't like, they run. I've had enough of them. I've had a belly full of these people. I don't want to engage with them. I don't even want to see them because they make me sick.
And is this
because
all
they have no intention of listening to us voters. And why would I stand and waste my time with anybody who voted to remove my freedom of speech from me? And the rest of them, half of them even turn up on the same night. So why would I waste my time?
And is this all politicians, even engage Maureen? With them? Is this all politicians? Or
it
just
is the majority
parties?
Of politicians at this stage, yes. Yeah. No, it is actually, for me now, it is a majority of them.
What if an independent...
Because I've spoken to a few of them, and...
What if an independent called to your door and addressed your concerns?
Well, I have an independent here in Cork South West that I used to vote for. But no, as time goes on, Gary, when you start looking at these people and really start looking at them and listening to them and reading between the lines, you begin to form a different opinion of them.
So you're totally... You've totally
and do I trust any of them? No, I don't. So I can't be arsed with them.
Right. You've given up on them. You've no
faith. I really can't. Not at all.
And why no lefties?
Not at all. Why would I?
Why no lefties?
What do you mean? No, I didn't say lefties. Leaflets.
Oh, leaflets. Sorry.
Leaflets, yeah.
Very different thing.
Yeah, leaflets.
Very different thing.
Yes, very different, yeah. I don't want any of their rubbish in my front door.
I think a lot of people, they go in the front door and they go straight into the green bin, don't they?
Yeah, well, I did have a knock. Oh, this is back in... This must have been back at the end of October. Two nights, and I partly guessed there was some idiot going around looking for a vote, but I didn't answer the door. But since I put this up, I haven't seen... Well, I don't where I am anyway. I don't see any of the main ones, really. They don't seem to bother to come out West Cork my way. So why would I be voting for them?
I've always wondered, Maureen, do you live in rural Ireland, or are you in a city? No,
I'm in a town.
You're in a town.
In West
right.
Cork.
I've always wondered if in rural Ireland, if somebody can get in touch with the programme and let me know this, it's just a personal interest, you'd see them coming from a mile away because they'd be driving up to your house. It must drive them mad seeing the headlights coming up the driveway, because it's not like they're going door to door like they do in the suburbs.
Well, you would, but if we say for the like of the town here, like they'll normally walk, or they'll drive into an estate, but they'll walk around the estate, you know, but you see them coming anyway because... The main ones, I call them the head honchos, sure, they have about four or five bodyguards with them.
And do you think
that's... So you see them coming a mile off.
Yeah, and do you think that's too much? It's disconnecting.
It is, of course, too much. Who do they think they are? I mean, they're up there. They're up there. They've signed this country away, Gary. We're signed away to Africa right up to 2050. If people don't believe it, they better go on the website and start looking at the government's pacts and all these things they've signed.
Explain to me, Maureen.
Now they're talking about flooding bogs.
Maureen, explain to
me. Nature restoration law bullshit.
Explain to me how we're signed away to Africa. Tell me.
Go on the website. I'm tired of explaining to people. Go on the government, gov.ie. Go in and type in what you want to type in. Type in, for example, nature restoration law and read the bullshit that's on that. This is a land grab. People have no idea what's going on in this country, because they won't take the time to go on and read for themselves what I and a lot of people in this country have been reading for the past 4 years and trying to warn people about what was coming. And we were conspiracy theorists and we'd be wearing our tinfoil hat and all this crap. It's all there in black and white. It's right up to Agenda 2050. I've read them all myself. I know exactly what's on that website.
And have you always been political, Maureen?
So give me one good reason why I should vote for any of them parasites. They're leeches on society. They have sucked the lifeblood out of every Irish man, woman and child in this country. Oh, I am pissed.
Okay, Maureen. I know,
people.
I hear you. Listen, you're very passionate about it, but have you always been political, like your whole life?
I am.
Yeah.
No. No, I wasn't. I never had any interest in politics growing up. I wasn't that way minded at all, but I suppose as you get older, you know, you begin to get a little more. They say the older you get, the wiser you get. Which happens to be true. And if you have any brain at all in your head, you'll see through these people. It's like looking through glass.
And have you ever been impressed by a politician?
No. Not impressed to the extent I'm extending my hand and bowing down to him as if he was an emperor, which I've seen happening around this country at the moment. I've never done that.
Do you think they're all chancers?
I do. Charlatans, the whole lot of them. Traitors, it's the name for them.
And will you still vote?
I don't know.
You haven't made your
mind
up?
I really don't know.
You haven't made your mind up?
No. No, I haven't. No.
And did you vote in the last election?
No. And in the, I did.
You did. And was there anyone that made it into government that you
I did with the referendum, yeah. I think one did, yeah. Well, it wasn't any party, like, it was an independent.
Independent. How do you think the independents are going to fare this general election?
I really don't know. They might do okay. But you see, what I can't understand is, the thing is that people are still going to go out and vote for these leeches. And the thing is that these get in, like the last time, when Varadkar on his, 13 counting and all this kind of crap. This business of transfer votes, that's a load of nonsense. Well, hogwash to me.
That's our system.
Well, that's the wrong system. It's not working, is it? Look what's in charge of the country. For example, how many counts did it take for him to get in?
And then you had three Taoiseachs. Hello? Yeah, no, I hear you. You had three Taoiseachs then.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
Did any of them impress you? Did any of them?
And what did one decide to do? Not at all. What did one decide to do? Flew off to America St. Patrick's Day, and while he was over there, decided, oops, I don't want to be Taoiseach anymore. And yet they were all still let sit in there when he resigned, because the Constitution states clearly that when the Taoiseach resigns, the government is deemed to be resigned. If anyone can read English. And what happened? Luke was running the country now. He couldn't run a bat, never mind the country.
Well, that was my next question, Maureen. If Simon Harris was here tonight, what would you say to him?
Oh, you wouldn't want to hear it.
Actually, yeah, don't
say it. The ground would light around him. He'd go up in fire. What I'd have to say to him.
Oh, don't cross Maureen. If anyone's listening in, don't call into Maureen's house. I'll tell you that for nothing. Stay with me, Maureen.
No, do not. No. For your own health.
For your own good, don't call it. Stay with me, Maureen. I'm gonna go to Will. I have Will online too. Now, you never hear the complainers describe what kind of country they actually want.
Will? Yeah, that's right, Gary. Was my feeling. Yeah.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose Yeah, I was very disappointed and sad to listen to, I suppose, the last three or four callers there. You know, I mean, if we were all to take that attitude, we wouldn't have a democracy. We'd have a dictatorship. I don't believe that we live in a bad country. I think we've had much worse times in this country. But currently, right now, we're at full employment. Anyone that wants a job and needs a job, they're out there. A number of years ago, everybody was drumming about that. There's always going to be an issue. We're not going to live in a utopia. From what I can hear from the other callers is they're looking for some kind of utopian world to live in. That doesn't exist in any country. And yeah, I know we have our issues, and somebody mentioned healthcare and the housing is an issue at the moment. It'll be something different in 4 years, 8 years, 10 years time and so on. But it's our duty to hold up our democracy and vote. It's not the duty of the politicians. The politicians are there to govern. And to make sweeping statements that politicians are all corrupt or all millionaires or so on is factually incorrect. So if you think for a moment about, if you have a job and you work with 30 people or 100 people or so on, are all of those people trustworthy? Would you allow all of them into your house? Would you tell them the issues that are burning in your household, the things that you want to see change in Ireland today? You probably wouldn't. There'd be a select few. So it's our duty as citizens of this country to go out and find the person that best serves us, regardless of their party, who they're running for. Find out what they're going to do to change. Whatever issue it is you have that you want to see change in Ireland, don't fight. Talk. If the country was so bad, if things were so bad in Ireland right now, people would be marching on Dáil Éireann for change on it in droves. But no, they're marching about other things that are driven by the media. Some of these things aren't even happening in our own country. But people want to deflect. They want to get away from whatever situation is going on in their own life and fight and blame somebody. All I'm hearing here tonight is blame. And I suppose you've had four or five callers, I think. Am I the fifth now? So I'm one out of four or one out of five who's, I suppose, reasonably content with where our country is at right now. But going by the odds tonight here, I mean, we're going to have a totally new government, aren't we?
It certainly looks like that, Will, and it's not the first time we've talked about it here on Nighttime Talk, and I'm hearing an awful lot of change in people's voices. That's what people want. But I'm interested in what you said, that you think it's our duty to actually talk to the politicians when they come to the door, to actually stand there and really tell them what we want and what we think they did wrong and what we think they could do right if they got back into power. It's our duty.
I think it's more than that. I think it's not to stand at your doorstep only and wait for them to come to you. Go out and seek them. Go out and seek them, not just at general election time. Seek them, actively seek them. They have constituency offices and so on. And yeah, sure, you might have a rough ride for a while, but you have to persist. If your issue is big enough and it's disturbing you enough in your life, you go out, you chase down, you hunt down. You find other people that are in similar situations as you, that believe in the same thing as you, and you persist. You don't just sit at home and scroll online and make comments on Facebook pages and so on. That's not going to achieve anything. It never has. It never will. You got to get out there and act. You got to be seen in your community. You know, you can't just leave it to the man or woman that gets voted in. If they're left alone, of course they're going to go off their own agenda. That's why we our politicians are human beings at the end of the day. They came into the world the same as us. They didn't come along and just say, oh, I'm going to wreck the place here.
Do you think, Will, that the politicians get a rough ride from the public?
Well, it's defying the public. I mean, I have many friends who would have good things to say about some politicians and negative things to say about others. I know a variety of politicians, you know, as we all should, but I don't understand this concept that they're all traitors and they've all let us down. I mean, if you're to have that opinion, please tell me what your answer is to solve that. I'm all ears. I'd really like to hear it, you know. Are we talking about mass political reform? Is that who's going to take up that mantle?
Well, it's a big job for sure. Will, I want you to stay with me because I'm going to go to Paul. And Paul, you're looking specifically for an overhaul of health and to stop investments in vulture funds. That's what you want to see sorted out in the next government.
That's exactly what I want to say. Firstly, I only have a few minutes on because I'm currently in work and I'm currently on a job. I want an overhaul of the whole health system. The health system isn't worth it's white and blade and gold. It's not. There needs to be mass deportation in this country. 100%, 100,000% needs to be mass deportation. Anyone that has been here, that came here, is on social welfare, hasn't contributed that to this state, needs to be gone out of this state completely. Social welfare completely taken away from them. They need to stop all social welfare contributions to anybody that comes into this state if they're not here between 3 to 5 years and has contributed to the state.
And is this something,
because
Paul,
at the end of the day, they are...
Paul, is this something you're going
to... Go ahead.
You're going to actually tell the politicians this if they call to your door?
This is exactly... If they come to my door, that's exactly what I'll be telling them. And I know exactly who I will and who I won't engage with. And that caller that George is talking, he's an absolute wally. An absolute wally. He's saying that people have to go and march on the door. What do you think people have been doing for the last 18 months, you wally? People have been on the streets in the thousands. Anything like this government is a rogue government, and yet they are traitors. Everybody's a traitor. They're all blatant traitors. Because if they weren't, then they wouldn't have voted in a hate speech bill without bringing it to the public for a referendum. Anything to that severity needs to go to a referendum and have the people vote on it. They have went above and beyond to keep the people out of the business and go and do what they want for themselves, to show Europe how good they are and get Europe to pat them on the back and see how much of a good boy they've been. All because they're all looking for that bigger paycheck or that bigger job to move on.
And do you think...
Traitors, a lot of them are.
Do you think, Paul, if we vote, if Ireland votes out the current government and a new government comes in, that things will change? Or as the callers were saying tonight, they're all the same politicians. It's just going to
all we can do is hope and pray something changes. Because me personally, I have voted Sinn Féin for my entire life. I'm 36 years old. I've voted Sinn Féin since the age of 18, all the time. And I'm currently from Ballymun. I've always voted Desi Ellis. Always. He's always gotten my first vote. And I will never, as long as I'm breathing and as long as Mary Lou is still in power, over Sinn Féin, I will never give them another vote.
Why?
She is a flip-flop artist and she needs to live because she stood on the backs of the Irish people, the people that she was meant to protect, the people that she was meant to look after, and she welcomed in all this immigration. She welcomed in this globalist attitude that we need to be multicultural. She welcomed in this transgender ideology. She welcomed in all this. Enoch Burke is locked up because of the likes of her, because he spoke his mind. Does he not have the same rights as a transgender person to speak his mind and have his religious views? She's turning this country into a Muslim haven. It's an absolute disgrace. She's going into mosques wearing burqas and stuff like that. What message is that sending to people that aren't from this country?
So you
a
voted,
Catholic country, no less.
So
regardless of what the church did to this country, this will always be a Catholic country.
So you've always voted Sinn Féin and you've decided this election that you're not going to vote Sinn Féin. So you're not happy with their job as opposition.
Exactly. I'm not happy. I'm not happy with Mary Lou. I'm not happy for everything that she has done.
So do you know who you are going to vote for?
She has completely torn me off. Oh, well, 100% I know who I'm voting for. I know exactly who I'm voting for. And every single independent that's on that sheet is getting a vote. Anyone that isn't left-wing is getting a vote. Because I can't even curse. I'm sick of what I am. 100 years of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, absolutely screwing us to the wall. As I said, I'm 36 and I can't afford to buy a house. I have 3 children and yet I have to struggle week in and week out to come in, do overtime after overtime, get taxed to the hilt, while you have Africans living in a 5-bedroom house somewhere in the middle of Fox Rock and all paid by the state. And yet I go to get a medical card and I'm told I'm earning too much.
Okay, hold on, Paul, because I want to get Will on this.
These are the struggles of the working class.
Yeah, no, stay with me, Paul. Will, you heard Paul there. What do you make of what he's just said?
I have to go and do a job. Right, you can ring me back in about 10, 15 minutes. I'll talk to you.
All right. Keep working away there, pal. Thank you for your call. Will, what do you make of what Paul just said?
Well, again, I'm disappointed with some of his comments. I can understand. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, I understand that's a very stressed man, and I understand that, you know, people trying to build their first house is a massive issue in this country. I know that that's a massive challenge for a lot of people. And I'd be disappointed with a lot of the, I suppose, emigration, that like we're losing a lot of our young people. But I mean, I was reading stats today. There seems to be a boomerang effect where a lot of these younger people in their 20s that are emigrating to Australia, a lot of them are coming back. You know, it's not all hunky-dory out there either. You have to work hard wherever you're living, you know. But I was really disappointed with, you know, saying that Ireland is Catholic Ireland and, you know, Muslims shouldn't be allowed here. I mean, I wouldn't want to live in an Ireland like that today. I mean, it's 2024. We're a multicultural society. I mean, I went to school from a very early age with people from the Middle East in my community, from Syria and Pakistan and so on. Second, third, fourth generation Muslims, and you know what religion they practice, you know, should not come into it at all. I mean, that's completely the racist and narrow-minded, should not come into it. So I mean, I've never voted Sinn Féin, and I never will. I mean, you say in 100 years of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, you know, if Ireland is such an unpleasant place to live for the people I'm listening to here tonight on the phone, if it's so bad, you're free to go as well. You know that. Europe is completely open, completely free to come and go. I can move to Spain tomorrow, or I can move to France, or wherever. You know, that's an option.
Yeah, I think I know what they'd say to you, though. They'd say, I'd rather stay and hope that the country gets a bit better with a different government or whatever it is. Stay with me, Will, because I'm going to go to Stephen. And Stephen, you think the Nostradamus in you, you think that after this election we're going to see a big shift?
I think every time we have an election, everybody says it will be a big shift. And you can see the increments, all right, in terms of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil losing their support, third leg parties and supporter parties being decimated, so Labour's and the Greens. But Sinn Féin has yet to capitalise it. The independents may well capitalise on it, but how many independents is it going to take to screw the light bulbs into the people's brains in the Dáil, you know? Like, an independent by themselves can't do anything. They have to mobilise and become technical groups or larger parties. So, you know, like, I don't see it. I know a couple that I will vote for, but the rest of them are not getting a vote because it'd be pissing into a tornado.
So do you know who you're voting for, Stephen? Have you made your mind up?
I broadly speaking do.
And is it
I know
different?
I know
what
way I'm voting. I've never voted Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
And Stephen, is your vote different this time than it was 4 years ago?
Broadly speaking, no. Like that, considering my feelings on some of the independents, but like I know the parties that I'm voting for and I know who I'm not voting for, you know. But like I speak to a lot of people about this and like the majority of them, they must be all part of the, I must be statistically anomalous in that I seem to be speaking to the 25% of people who make up their minds the night or two before the election. Mm. You know, I get very few people that are actually dead certain, or else they're just not saying that they're dead certain as to who they're voting for. You know,
it takes time,
so,
I think, for people to.
I don't know. It's an interesting one.
Yeah, it is interesting. It takes time for people to make their mind.
Yeah, and but like to say to everybody, like, people will always vote with who they feel best serves their interests. So you can't get angry with them if they vote for Sinn Féin or Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or Labour or Social Democrats or the Green Party or anyone else, because that's how I feel, like, that's who I feel best aligns to my point of view. Your point of view is different, that's fine, but that's why we have proportional representation. I know Maureen was giving out about the single transferable vote, but like, what are the other alternatives? List systems, first past the post, electoral colleges, heaven fucking forbid. You know, the system we've had for the last 100 years seems to have worked fairly well. It's just that, you know, the political conversations are fragmenting so much that, you know, it's muddying all the waters and the status quo.
Okay, Stephen, I need to go to the news, but I want you and Will, if you can, to stay with me. I just laughing to myself there when you said the Electoral College. If we had something like that, we'd have politicians fighting over the swing state of Louth, which would be very interesting indeed. But look, I want you both to stay with me if you can, because I've got to run to news now. But we will be back after the 10 o'clock news. And we're going to talk more about this because we're getting tons of calls in. And you can get involved too on 087-188-0008. And on social media, on X Classic Hits Radio or Ireland's Classic Hits Radio on Facebook. Let us know your views. We're heading to the polls on the 29th of November. Back after that. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan in for Niall Boylan. Before the news, we were talking about the general election that's coming up on the 29th of November and the politicians doorstepping and canvassing and the posters going up and everyone's opinion about what Ireland is going to look like after the general election. Later on, we're going to be talking about the Leaving Cert and the changes that are coming to that. And we are also going to be talking about LED lights on the cars, and we'll also be having a brilliant chat with Phil Cawley and Paul Newman, not the actor, from Catch Dating. I'm looking forward to that because Phil Cawley's a legend and he's a good friend of mine, so I'm looking forward to that one. But we're going to stick with this subject, which is all things general election. I still have Stephen and Will on the line. I'm going to go to you, Stephen. You were talking before the break and you were saying that, you know, people need to get involved to make the change they want to see. Stephen, are you there? Will, do I have you, Will?
Yeah, no, you have me. Sorry, I put you on mute. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, you put me on mute. All right, okay. Well, I'll go to Stephen first. You're there, Stephen, aren't you? people need to be the change that they want to see is basically the point you're trying to make.
Well, that's kind of true for everything in life. But yes, like all the years I'm living there, I can count on two hands the amount of politicians that I've actually spoken to face-to-face on my doorstep. I almost feel like setting up a deck chair and, you know, a little barbecue or something and just waiting for the politicians to come for the next 3 weeks. Only have to go to work and go to college and everything else, I would, you know.
And
I find, like, emailing them religiously is always a good way to go.
And are you really that active, Stephen?
You have to be really specific with the wording that you use. I try to be specific around specific issues like that when the referendums were happening or when the hate crime bill was going through or, you know, the local environment and the planning laws and things like that. If something piques my interest and I want to fire off an email, I'll fire off an email to a group email that I've set with all of my TDs. And it's an acid test to see who actually gets back to me. But you have to be really careful and specific with what you put in the subject line. Otherwise, they don't bother reading it. I have that from their own words.
And do you think that they actually do read it?
You have to be specific, and I know they read it because I do get responses and I do get feedback and I do get continuous feedback sometimes from different people on different subjects, you know. So I do think it's really important. Like failing actually walking in and making an appointment in the clinic office if they have a clinic in your area. You know, like I do think, like if you're so exercised about it, it is your duty to do something and ask the questions.
Will, do you agree with Stephen? Yeah.
And then if people don't bother answering you, then that's a good enough reason not to vote.
Yeah, no, fair play, Stephen. I'm going to go to Will. Will, do you agree with what Stephen is saying?
Of course I agree, and it's something I touched on earlier before the break. You know, is that it is our duty to ask questions in a level and as strong as possible way as you want, as you see fit, without any violence or hatred and so on. Like, Stephen sounds like a guy that I could have a healthy debate with, right? He's a leveled approach. He's clearly on the other side of the fence of my politics, and that's completely fine. I listen to anybody who puts forward a solution to a particular issue and is willing to be passionate about it and drive behind it. And there, you can go back and look at examples in history, in Irish history, where that has worked and been effective. It has. You know, some of the other callers tonight just seem to be giving up hope, down tools. They're all the same. They're not all the same. Me and Stephen aren't the same, right? We've different views, different perspective on the world and on Irish issues in particular. But that's how things change, working together on either side of the fence. You know, and maybe if we saw a bit more of that in government and less of the whole, because I feel there's a narrative completely opposite to what's being talked about here tonight. I think Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are going to easily go back into power in 3 weeks' time, you know. So, and there won't be too much roaring and shouting about it after that. You know, I think it needs to be leveled approach. I think there's certain independent politicians that have seats in Dáil Éireann that are troublemakers. They've been troublemakers since day one. That's all they're there to do, is to keep their name, keep their profile up. They're the actual, in my view, they're more toxic to our government than perhaps those who are actually in power in the coalition.
And Will, what do you say to people who say that it doesn't really matter who's in charge in the Dáil, that really the civil service runs the country and that's just the end of it?
Well, they're decision makers, you know, the high level decision makers, you know, are your ministers and so on, you know, they're signing off on pieces. But you're right, on the ground, it's the civil service, it's the day to day. But like, I think where you're heading with there, you're talking about root and branch government reform. How, you know, does political parties, do we have to look at that as a whole? Like in 20 or 30 or 50 years time, will Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin or will all of these parties be gone and we'll have a completely new system? I'd like to think that actually we would, because we have to be progressive. We have to move on. You know, we have to evolve. But of course,
you know, we have to be careful. If some, like some of the earlier callers, you know, what I, the vibe I was getting from them was, you know, well, if we don't like any politician and we're not going to vote at all, well, then you're heading towards a dictatorship kind of regime. You know, and I know that this, you know, some one of those callers was on here now, they'd say, oh, should we have a dictatorship here now anyway, and yada, yada. I mean, that's nonsense. That's throwaway stuff. We don't have a dictatorship. We have a lot of good people in government. We have a lot of good decision makers, a lot of people who are in it for the right reasons, that care. You know, you just have to look around you and you have to engage in it. And I suppose it differs from community to community, whether wherever you live. It can be from one extreme to the other. You mentioned rural Ireland. There's a big difference between rural Ireland and urban Ireland and pieces of that in Dublin City or Cork City and so on. And I get that. The issues are going to be different on every doorstep. So I suppose I can understand why people would feel deflated and down tools and point the blame at all the politicians around them. But we can't all take that attitude. We really can't. Your vote is important. Your vote is the most important thing to you in the country. It's more important than your job. Your vote is more important than your job. So if you feel strongly about an issue, keep, you know, I know the newspaper might annoy people and the radio and the TV and so on, but try and find somebody that you say, ah, they might represent me. They might represent what I want or believe in, and move from there. If we all did that, if every single citizen in this country did that, we wouldn't have a perfect country, but we'd have a country working together, working for each other, and things might be a bit better. That's what I believe anyway.
Okay, well, stay with me. I'm going to go to Bernie. I have Bernie here. And you would talk to them and you question multiple genders, sex education in schools, immigration and hate speech. Is that right?
Yeah, I was just wondering why these bills were hurriedly passed before the election date was set. Like, why were they put in place before they even went on the hustings? Why were these things put in place and passed before they ever come out and announce the date?
Well, I think Simon Harris, Bernie, I think Simon Harris was saying that he wanted to get the programme for government sort of wrapped up in the finance bill and everything before he went to the people, which was why there was so much, not confusion, but there was, I mean, we've been talking about an election for a few weeks now, and it was only officially called, I think, this past week.
Yeah, but I mean, no, I mean, I'm waiting for someone to call to my door. I've listened to him for the last few minutes, and I can't understand why he can't see it. It's blatantly obvious. They have not come, they've done a whistle-stop tour of the country. Nobody has come down to our village, or I haven't seen them anywhere. I have written to most Dáil members, asking them for answers for the questions I've had over the last couple of years about the way I see our country going wrong. And nobody has ever responded. And I have, you know, sent emails. I have written. I have spoken to anyone I thought might be able to help. And I get nowhere. And I don't know what we're supposed to do. I live in rural Ireland. There is nothing for us out here. We have Gráinne Seoighe get put in place down to the Éamon Ócáid. And we don't know anything about her. And she just flips around. We don't see anybody. And the only person we've seen or hear about is the Independents. Have gone out of the way to speak to us. And that's all we've seen in the last week.
It's early days yet, Bernie. Surely you'll be seeing an awful lot more of, I suppose, Gráinne Seoighe going door to door wherever you are.
Where?
And do you want them?
Well, she's gone to, and she hasn't come near our house. Well, I'd like them to answer the questions that I have in my head.
Yeah.
Like listening to the other lad there who's had to, you know, his pain. It's terrible. That's a story I hear. It's on every, on Classic Hits, and you hear it all the time. People asking the right questions, like, why is parents having to put two parents out to work for to get a mortgage, and the mother is forced to put her children into creches because there is nowhere else. No service is provided for them. They're paying half their wages are going to the creche and the other half is going to the mortgage. They've hardly anything to live on. They are trying to keep a roof over their heads, valiantly fighting every day. Food has gone so expensive. I mean, it's all right for people who are maybe on a nice paycheck, but the likes of everyday people are all finding it in their pockets. They can't afford it. Diesel has gone up to nearly 170 again. kerosene for your tank has gone to €500, and it's just impossible to keep all the bills. Your car insurance and your it's gone through the roof, and there's no other thing in place. Like, if you want to take public transport down the country, forget it. You now have to book a bus. You have to look it up, the timetable, and see, will you be able to get a seat on the bus going into Galway? Like, it's so far from removed from what they're doing in Dublin. It's like we're in another country.
Well, that's what it's I wanted to ask you, Bernie, because I'm just listening to you there and I'm thinking to myself, it sounds to me like outside of Dublin, people feel a little bit forgotten.
We are forgotten. Like, you know, they're all talking about, oh, the Lewis and this and you can get this. We have to drive. Now, I chose to live in the country. That was my choice. I'm not saying, but I don't have any amenities near me. I don't have, our doctor is full to capacity. Our schools are all have waiting lists. The public transport is on the N59, you see a double-decker coming along and you can't get on it. Like, and it's sporadic. There's no train service. The roads are abysmal. They're full of traffic. It's a danger to go out on the road here. The amount of traffic, I counted cars here one night and I counted nearly 6,500 cars in 3 hours. Like, that's how much the traffic is on the road. People trying to get from A to B because there's nothing else in place. We don't have a train service, a proper safety structure. We have nothing. We have literally nothing.
And what would you make of the Greens' performance in the last government, Bernie?
On the same bus as the people. I'd run them out the door. I wouldn't let them near me. They're a disgrace.
And would you ever have voted Green?
You know, they're Green. Never. I vote for the people who have listened to me. You know, I accept who have had our country in their head, and the people of this country in their heart, and they want to do right with it. And people who have proven track record for me, people who have done things to get the country moving.
And when
the people I look for.
And when you were growing up, Bernie, I'm always interested.
Look me in the eye and tell me the truth.
I'm always interested to ask people this when they're growing up because, I mean, I grew up in a family that was, you know, everybody sort of voted the same. It wasn't that there was a diktat sent down, but it just kind of was habit. It's like, oh, we vote this way and that's the way we vote and that's the end of it. And it seemed to be a thing that bogged Ireland down for generations upon generations. I think it's slowly changing. How have you evolved as a voter over the years? Have you always voted the same way or are you going to vote differently this election than you did last election?
Okay, so I've always voted. My very first election was, it took a while because it didn't always come like they do now. So I think I did because I asked my parents who, they said, oh, Fine Gael. So I went with them the first time. After that, I went for independence. I quickly realised that was, you know, not who I wanted. They didn't have anything that of what I wanted in my life at the time. So I went for the independence. And since then, I've always been voted for independence. Or if I see somebody working really hard, maybe for, say, the other side, maybe I would have voted for them. Like, I've lived in a few of the counties around the country, so I can't actually remember. But, you know, along the way, if I thought they were doing some good for the locality where I lived at the time, I would have voted for the people.
Interesting. Bernie, stay with me.
My heart is set on independence.
Independence, yeah, I'm hearing that a lot. And I want to ask Will, are you still there with me, Will?
Yeah, I'm here, Rick.
Will, you seem pretty involved in politics and you have an understanding of the political world. Just doing this show this week and last week, I'm hearing so much talk of independence. What would the Dáil look like if the country overwhelmingly went independent?
I think we're too far away from the independents actually collectively getting together and knowing how to run the country. I think that the voters, certainly there's a desire there from the previous speaker there, the lady in Galway there,
Bernie,
you know, to vote independent. There's a cohort there. Bernie. So there's a desire there. If that desire was to build, I think there's not enough time now. 3 weeks, it just isn't enough, you know. I mean, the current government were very smart in what they've done and the way they've called the election, and very little time for new voters to register and so on. So I, I, I absolutely say that that was, you know, strategic, of course, you know. I mean, if you're playing in a you know, for a football team, you're going to do everything you can to beat the opponent. That's the way it works, unfortunately, you know. We don't live in a perfect world. And I hear Bernie's, you know, about two parents going out to work, the children going to creche, you know, making ends meet. Absolutely, I get that. The only way I actually see, you know, Ireland changing financially for people that way, because the only evidence I have of it is, you know, when you go back to the boom times, when we had the boom for a few years, the construction boom, everybody had money, everybody was loaded, everybody was having a great time going on holidays and everything and living way, way beyond their means, you know, and then it crashed. And where were we then? You know, so I have no experience and nothing to go off of this kind of like perfect Ireland where we have all the amenities and facilities and services that we need, regardless of where we live in the country, that we have enough money that at the end of every month that we have a surplus to be able to, you know, have lots of disposable income and that everyone's happy. I don't see that ever happening, regardless of what government we would have, be it Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin with independence, or any other smaller parties that are coming along from time to time. I just don't see it, you know, unfortunately. So,
well, that's what I want to ask you.
Is it a lack of, you know, what people are saying out here tonight?
I love an election, and I love an international election. So I'm always, I watch the UK elections, I watch the US elections, and I watch the Irish elections when they come around. Rarely am I surprised. You know, rarely is there a massive shock. And do you think that there will be a shock to the system this time, or are we just going to go business as usual and a government will form and it'll probably be the same people, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Independence, something like that?
Oh, definitely. I see that. I can't see a shock at all. I think it'll be Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, and they seem they're looking at Labour, I think, to come in there, but, you know, to replace the Greens, you know, it's the lesser of two evils, I suppose, with those two parties, in my view, anyway. But I don't see a shock, no. Don't see a shock coming.
OK, well, I'm going to go to Anthony. Anthony, I have you on line one, and you're saying that you're going to vote for Sinn Féin.
Hello.
Hello, Anthony. Go ahead there. You're voting for Sinn Féin.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, apologies. I hope you can hear me. I'm off a walk, yeah?
I can hear you fine, Anthony.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Go ahead there. Tell us why you're voting for Sinn Féin.
Yeah, apologies. Apologies. I'm off a walk in the fresh air as well as exercise. Yeah, I'll vote Sinn Féin. At the start of your show there, I think we had a Fine Gael sounding boy on is saying that the country isn't too bad a state. Sounded very Fine Gael. There was somebody who's doing well at the moment, whatever. Maybe he's doing well thanks to Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, current government. But the facts of life are crisis in health, crisis in housing, immigration crisis. The country is in a bad state. Record number of homeless, including circa 4,000 children without their own home.
And Anthony, so, can I ask you?
The country's in a very bad state.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But do you think Sinn Féin can fix all that?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, well, the people who say, "Oh, Sinn Féin," I can promise you, hand on heart, I am not a member of any party. What I do is I watch, look, listen, learn. I don't get influenced by anybody. I just watch everything, listen to everything. But people who say, "Oh, Sinn Féin won't," like, you don't know, they haven't been in. So what I would say is, put them in, give them a chance. If they don't, get them out again, and just resign to the fact. But you can't say they won't. Owen O'Brien is a good boy, housing. Not too sure about who's on health, etc. But I've met them over the years at protests, anti-world charter protests. And they're good people, they're down to earth. I met Mary Lou at a protest in Daintree. She walked to the protest. There's no security. They're very down to earth. So what I would say to people is, stop the madness. Stop saying, oh, resign to the fact we're not going to solve these crises in our country. Give Sinn Féin a chance. If they don't, well then, just never vote again. Just give in, concede, resign to the fact. But we can't say they won't do it. If we don't put them in, give them a chance.
Okay, Anthony, stay with me. Stay with me, stay with me, Anthony, because I've got Paul back from earlier on now. Paul, you just heard there from Anthony. He's going to vote Sinn Féin. You used to vote Sinn Féin, but you've given up on them. What would you say to Anthony?
I was ecstatic when Sinn Féin got in last time, and when it got robbed from them, I was a bit hurt at the fact that it was taken from them. But then after seeing Mary Lou's actions over the last couple of years, lack of actions, I've lost all faith in them, and it's all down to Mary Lou. Unfortunately, the way I put it, right?
What should I understand?
The Irish citizens are now second-class citizens in their own country. Sorry?
Hang on, Anthony wants to say something there. Anthony, what do you want to say to Paul?
Hello?
What's that man saying, Paul, yeah?
Yeah.
Paul, yes?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, tell Paul what you think.
Paul, first thing I'll say to you is, first thing I will say to you is, Sinn Féin are not in government. So we can't blame them for housing crisis, health crisis.
They don't have to be.
Crisis,
children
in pain 24 hours a day with scoliosis. You know what I'm saying to you? Now, to be honest with you, what I will say is I will backtrack a small bit, and I'll small bit, because I will admit and say, I will say and admit, I'm not as happy with Sinn Féin as I was about 3 or 4 years ago. They weren't outspoken enough regarding immigration. The recent referendums, they came out recently and said, listen, we've made mistakes regarding the recent referendums. But it's good to hear. It's a form of accountability. But I'm not as happy as I was, but I still, we put them in, we give them a chance. If they don't do it, we resign to the fact, never vote again. But I won't vote independence. I will never vote in my life Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Greens and Labour. I won't vote false independence either. We had a very good independent there, I'm sure you know him, down the country, Michael McNamara. And he spoke up for us in the Dáil. He was brilliant in the Dáil. And there was a vote in the Dáil of no confidence in Leo Varadkar. And he votes for him. He votes for Leo Varadkar. Well, he went behind his own people. So don't vote independence. They'll jump with Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, more than likely in the future. That's my advice to people of Ireland. Get Sinn Féin in. Give them a chance. I'm not a member of Sinn Féin, I swear, on my own life. I'm not. But I would say, put them in, give them a chance. If they don't do anything, and don't do what they could do, well, resign to the fact, never vote again, resign to crises in health, housing, immigration.
There you go, Paul.
I'm gone from Sinn Féin now. I'm done with Sinn Féin. I do not like their ideology. I don't like... They're literally forcing transgenderism onto kids now. I know exactly who I'm voting for. That was another thing that pissed me off as well when I was listening to this earlier on. And people coming on and saying, oh, they're giving out about, oh, this is wrong and that's wrong, and then turn around and saying, oh, I've never voted. I told you, I'm voting independent. My vote is going to Pepper. He's the only outspoken one on everything.
If you vote for... If you,
my, as I said, my in is going to Pepper. Pepper's not my number
like
one.
Pepper, for example. So, I'm just saying to you, if you vote for someone like Salt and Pepper, right, they're going to have no influence. They're going to get minimal votes. They're not going to affect housing crisis, health crisis, immigration crisis because they're too small. They won't have any effect. They won't get enough votes to get in. You're going to waste your vote. It's no good on your family and your country. You're going to waste your vote. He's going to have no influence. If he gets in, he'll sneak in the side door, but it's unlikely he'll get in. You're going to waste your vote. Vote on somebody or something or some party who can have influence, who can have influence.
If I vote for Sinn Féin, I'm going to waste my vote. Because Sinn Féin are running. Sinn Féin are running the same as Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil because they've backed them in everything. They've backed them in everything that they've said, everything they've done. And
Well, lads, listen, I'm going to have to leave it there. And it's been a great chat.
I'm not arguing about this. I'm going to have to leave it there, lads.
Listen. That's a chat that's going to be happening all over the country in the next couple of weeks. And we were inundated tonight with people getting in touch about their views on the general election. I'm not surprised, you know, it's going to be on everyone's minds in the coming weeks. And I'm sure it's not the last time we're going to be talking about it here on Nighttime Talk.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.